I'm here with my good friend, Ben Books the World, and he sells on Amazon and is a full-time traveler. How is that possible?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I've been traveling for about 2 years, and I've been doing Amazon FBA for almost 5 years now. And the way I run my Amazon business allows me to actually do it fully remote while I travel.
And how do you get into Amazon and traveling?
So I got into Amazon when I was around 17 in high school through some YouTube videos from Reezy Resales, who is pretty big in the YouTube space on teaching Amazon. And I had a friend who also wanted to do this, so we got together in class and were just learning how Amazon worked. We began with reselling items from thrift stores onto eBay, and then we learned how to do Amazon and started selling used books on through Amazon FBA.
And so you did books, and I know now you've transitioned out of books. You did, what did you do after books?
After I did books, I was doing OA, so online arbitrage, buying stuff from different retailers like Kohl's, Dick's Sporting Goods, and then selling it onto Amazon. And basically, I was buying those things at a discount and then selling them on Amazon using a prep center so that I didn't have to do the prep work myself. And so it was also sales tax free, and it actually was cheaper for me to outsource the entire cost of doing the prep work and sending it to Amazon versus sending it to myself and doing it myself.
And was the prep center very beneficial with you?
Very beneficial, because the prep center allowed me to start traveling because I didn't have to be in one location since they were handling all my products and all the shipping of items.
And what made you just want to travel the world? Like, something inside, or?
I've had the travel bug basically my whole life. I grew up, my mom's German, and so I grew up speaking German at home and traveling to Germany basically every summer from the time I was 3 or 4 years old to visit my grandparents and my relatives in Germany. And that got me used to different cultures. And so by the time I was 13, I actually spent a full year at a German public school in Germany and loved it. And ever since then, I've just wanted to see the whole world and see different cultures and experience different ways in which people live.
And like, it's amazing, because I talked to you and you've traveled the world so much and you still run a profitable business and everything. And like, how are you able to balance that stuff? Like,
yeah, I mean, a lot of it comes down to like what your goals are. I mean, if your goals are to grow a massive business and 100% focus on that, it's a little harder to also be traveling all the time and doing that kind of stuff. But for me, my big thing is, as long as I can make the money that I need to keep traveling, which you'll find out is not that much, that's exactly what my goals are. And so if I can make what I need to travel and that's what my business does, that's perfect for me. And then I'm able to balance it really well along with the travel content that I also make.
And we'll start jumping into travel content in a minute, but how, like, so you travel, like, you don't want to spend a ton of time in your business. Like, do you outsource a lot? Are you involved in the business much?
Yeah, so I'm not as involved anymore. I have one virtual assistant that I hired from the Philippines that runs most of the business now. And then I'll check in every couple of days just to make sure that things are going well. And if things need to be changed, then I'll kind of jump back into the business a little bit more.
And how long have you had a virtual assistant?
I've had my virtual assistant a little over a year now. I've basically changed kind of business models on Amazon every year and a half to 2 years, just with what's happening in the industry. And yeah, this last change, I hired a VA a year and a half ago, and she's been amazing.
That's awesome, because like, I talk about VAs all the time, and like, if you get a good trainer, like, you don't have to be that involved in your business and still make a ton of money. And they are happy to work. Like, they want to help you and build your business. That's what I don't think people understand about VAs. They want to see you win. And like, my VA is happy to see me travel the world. Obviously, I'm probably a little less on his back when I'm here traveling the world. But like, they're happy to see it, and you're happy to help them. And that's amazing. You're able to travel the world in that aspect. Do you have any big travel plans for this year?
Yeah, I got a lot of travel plans for the year. I'm going to be doing Pakistan again, which I did last year and was one of my favorite countries I've been to. I'm also going to be traveling across Central Asia and got a couple more adventures up my sleeve.
That's amazing, dude. So have you had any dangerous experiences?
So far in the last 2 years of full-time travel, I've been to about 39 different countries and about 45 across the 2 years of going back to certain countries multiple times, and I've had no dangerous experiences and almost never felt unsafe except for when I was back in the USA. That was pretty much the only time I felt unsafe, down in like New Orleans. Did not feel very safe down there. I did a 3-month Africa trip this last summer, and in Johannesburg I felt a little unsafe, but most of the world is a lot less dangerous than you think. Even places like Venezuela, traveling around countries in Africa, even the Middle East, it's a lot different than what the media says online and is way safer than you'd think.
And Ben has opened my mind up to so many things with travel, because I look up to you in how you travel the world. You outsource your business and you're really able to enjoy like the fruits of your labor at all times and just really enjoy it, because like, just for me, a lot of it, prior to me leaving to come to Thailand, like, my life is just work, 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 work. You don't look away, and then I come to Thailand, and I take a big step back, and I'm like, well, I don't know, you've been with me for the last couple of weeks. Like, I haven't worked that much. Like, I have, like, 2 days of work, of really working, and my business numbers won't drop this month. So it shows me how much more I can step back, and it also shows me the holes of where I can plug that with another virtual assistant, train another VA and something else. Like, and just kind of plugging these holes and stepping back. And if you step yourself so far back in the corner, you can almost be out of the business. And I mean, that's an amazing thing that you have and that you've built up. Like, and then just how you travel. And like, if you're not following Ben, you've got to be following. What's your socials?
It's at Ben Books the World. And that is documenting all my travel journeys. Definitely have been some crazy adventures the last couple of years, so I love documenting and sharing those journeys, especially to countries that are less visited.
And I mean, we should walk through how we met, because it's like, I knew of your name just because we have a good friend Miles.
Yeah,
who, like, you were the first person you met on Amazon, and I knew that, but like, we had another friend who like, I was like, oh, I'm in Thailand, and, like, oh, Ben's in Thailand too.
Yeah,
like, it was all through social media.
Yeah, no, we connected on social media, and you were like, oh, yeah, I'm in Thailand, I'm going to Koh Tao, and I was like, yeah, I didn't even see the message, but I was in Koh Tao, just walking down the street. I see this dude with his massive backpack, and I was like, oh, that's Steven. I was like, what's up? And he had no idea who I was, and I was like, dude, Miami, Amazon, and he's like, oh, no way, Ben Books the World. And then we fucking have been hanging out since... We've been hanging out pretty much every day since then.
For a couple of weeks now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And the amazing thing is, like, social media, and I know you network, a lot of your focus is now travel.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm assuming even in your world, like, your network has grown significantly from you posting and showing different things.
Definitely. I mean, all the cool connections I've gotten with social media, like doing a yoga course in Bali for free, like, all these different experiences, they've all been only made possible through posting on social media and through connections that I made that were then connecting me to the right people. And so whether it's Amazon, whether it's travel, whatever it is, when you're just posting online, you're going to get connected to the right people or to other people doing the same thing you are.
And some people are like, oh, like, it's saturated, the social media, like, oh, there's so many travel people, there's so many Amazon people. What makes you different in that?
I post a lot of unique travel. I think social media is about showing who you are as a person and not just showing like pretty places and like things to do in Chiang Mai or things to do in Bangkok or whatever. It's like showing these unique experiences that you have. Like when I was traveling across Africa for 3 months by bus, like I've never seen any other travel content from people like that. So that stuff did really well. And not that many people post about Pakistan, so that stuff did really well. And so when you're making your own unique content and staying pretty true to like what your style is, if people like that style, they're going to follow you. And so far, the last couple of months, I've been finally seeing a lot of growth from it and hoping to continue doing that and posting about these interesting countries.
And it's so interesting. Like, I remember you were talking, like, you're like, I got 1,500 followers from, like, in a day, which is amazing because compared to my audience, it's like, that's like half of it right there.
Yeah.
And you got that in a day, which is like, shows scale and just being committed to doing something.
Yeah. I mean, I've had my Instagram account for over 4.5 years now. The first couple of years were posting Amazon content. Then the last couple of years I've switched to travel and been stuck at like 4,500, 5,000 followers forever. And then over the last like 4 months now, I've gone from 5,000 to almost 30K. And just for a while, I was like, is this actually worth putting all this time into it? And now I'm starting to see the growth and seeing like results from what I've been doing. And that's pretty exciting. So now we'll see what that holds. Hopefully I can start making this into more of like a thing.
And you do it so uniquely, because we've been talking over the last couple of weeks, like, you try to make your content more unique. Like, you haven't really documented much of Thailand, because it's just, like, there's so much on it, but you like to go to the smaller knit countries that are just unknown, and it's...
Yeah, no, I've been introduced to some of the less visited country travel now, and it's just such an interesting feeling to be in places that just don't get tourists, or there's just no tourism, or you're just one of the only foreigners in like a 50-mile radius, which is just crazy. And it's just a different experience than coming to somewhere like Thailand or Costa Rica, which are also incredible places to go to. It's just totally different experiences.
And what has your travel through Africa taught you about business?
That's definitely been an interesting thing, is this, when you're traveling around Africa, like, everyone is just trying to figure out a way to make it, and whether it's selling stuff on the street for their business, or people selling coffee and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches next to the bus station, there's just always people trying to make a business or trying to come up with a creative solution to get money to be able to provide for their families. And you just see that in so many different ways when you're traveling, because so many of these countries, just there's definitely a lot of poverty, and there's also just not that many options sometimes for people, so they gotta think outside of the box and figure out different ways to just provide for their family. And I just always think it's interesting to see how much people hustle, or just the creativity or time they put in to just make it work and to provide for their families. And it's always interesting seeing the different businesses that are abroad when you're traveling.
And was there good Wi-Fi in Africa?
No. That was one thing that I really struggled with on my trip, because the internet throughout all of the southern areas of Africa that I traveled was pretty much non-existent. Cape Town had some decent internet. Johannesburg was all right on internet, but the rest of the countries was pretty much non-existent, which meant I like couldn't edit anything because nothing's downloaded on my phone. It's all in the cloud. So I basically just kind of lived in the moment for those travels, and then started documenting everything after, because the internet is just so slow.
And did that impact your business a lot, or is it outsourced enough?
It was outsourced enough where I just had my VA texting me what she was up to mainly. And a few times I got on and did some work, but mainly the internet was usually not good enough for me to actually get work done.
Does your VA do buying?
Yeah, my VA does all the buying, does the spreadsheets, accounting. She does everything for the business, basically.
And she's able to do that asynchronously. Like, you're not approving buys. You're just like, all right, go for it.
Nah, she has my credit card, and she is good to go on whatever she feels the need to buy. I go in and just make sure she's buying good stuff, but pretty much never much I need to correct, because she's pretty on top of it. And hopefully I'll continue to grow the business a bit this year, but the last year it's been in a really good place, and just got to get it a little higher up, and we'll be cruising.
That's awesome. And then, what's your inspiration in life? Like, what do you look up to? Or
I mean, for me, it's just I want to travel the world, and I want to see new places, and whatever I can do to continue to fund that is the thing for me. I mean, Amazon's definitely not something I love, but it's the thing that provides me the money to be able to do the thing that I love, which is travel and make content about it. So it's the perfect balance, and I want to continue traveling the world and seeing the beautiful places that we have to offer.
And like, you don't have to love exactly 100% of what you do and stuff. Like, sometimes when I travel, like, it's like, all right, I want to do this so much more than Amazon.
Yeah.
But it's my bread and butter. And that's,
yeah.
Like, people forget, like, Amazon like has a lot of people that sometimes go in and out of it. But at the end of the day, like if you build something, like and you can just train a VA how to do it, because like I'm guessing your business is probably not that crazy special. And, oh, I don't want my VA to know my business secrets, this and that. Like, but if you train them to actually execute on it, like even if you ever get burnt out from Amazon or something, you can always have the VA run the business, and it's an amazing thing, and it's another asset. So like my business is outsourced enough now that when I go to my next place to travel, I'm not like backpacking all around and everything. Like I'll be able to like work on another business because I have it all outsourced. And your next thing in Frontier's content,
yeah,
which is an amazing thing, and understanding that outsourcing is just something that most people just don't understand, and I always recommend everybody to do it at any stage if you have extra money laying around.
Yeah, I mean, it took me forever to kind of outsource stuff, but when I finally made that switch last year and spent a couple months training a VA, virtual assistant, it was huge, and it just let me take my focus off the business and just let me focus on content. And I would say there was a big correlation in my content finally growing this year and not really having to do much for the business. So that was definitely cool. And that's the way I want to continue going.
And when you want to grow the business, is it going to be more you working in the business, or are you maybe hiring someone else or hiring another VA to join your team, or just training them better? What's your process of growing? Because obviously you're traveling.
Yeah, I haven't figured that out too much yet, but I think it's going to involve some of me being in the business again and then figuring out what we can do better, and then either training my VA to do that better or hiring a second VA to double our output. And that's kind of what I'll find out the next couple months.
That's an awesome thing. What should someone do to be like you and be able to travel?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different businesses and ways that people can travel these days, whether it's starting a business, whether it's getting a remote job, whether it's freelancing for people as an editor. There's so many different ways that people can make money, whether it's going, and you don't even have to be making money to travel. That's the craziest part. I think most people don't understand how cheap it can be to travel. There's so many different volunteer programs like World Packers, Workaway, teaching English all around Asia. You can get paid and get your visa and stay out here and live the lifestyle in Southeast Asia. Or you can just get a business, and when you're traveling, I've been basically on a budget of around $1,500 for the last 2 years, and that goes such a long way in pretty much every country I've traveled. In Europe, it's a little bit harder, but pretty much everywhere in Latin America, Middle East, Africa, Southeast Asia, and some of Asia in general, $1,500 goes a long way, whereas in the US, it doesn't even cover rent. And I don't think people understand that you can just live such a better lifestyle outside of the US. So if you can figure out any way to make like over $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 a month, you can live a great lifestyle pretty much in most places in the world.
And I mean, I see that in myself. Like, I'm out here, and I was actually planning on living out in Thailand for a while, but with the time zone, it's so hard to source with the boys and hang out with all them. So, yeah. Like, but just being out here, like, made me realize, like, I'm gonna move to South America because I love the warm weather. I love the culture. It just, so, people are just so much happier with the weather. The weather's warm. I was in Florida last year, and being able to do that virtually and everything, like, is an amazing thing. And, like, people probably don't understand, like, $1,500 is what most people are paying in rent to live in the cold or not live in the best area. And, like, $1,500 a month, like, to travel full-time, like, how are you able to stay on budgets? Like, what's your skill in that? Because, like...
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I stay in hostels, which are never more than, like, $10 to $20 a night, generally, for dorm rooms. Meals out here are, like, $1 to $3. If you want Western food, it's like $5 to $10, which is still so much cheaper than in the U.S. And things just cost what they should. They're not just crazy inflated rip-off prices like in the U.S. And so your money just goes such a long way. Even in Europe, like even in places like Germany, France, Portugal, Spain, your money just goes longer and things just... Even though people make less, they just have such a better lifestyle because the work-life balance is way better, and just the quality of life and the cost of things is way better. And so anywhere outside of the US and Canada, things are just kind of priced the way they should be, and the lifestyle is just better.
And it's amazing, you see these people here, they're so much happier than a lot of the people in the States and everything. So where can people find you?
Yeah, so it's Ben Books the World on everything, as in booking a ticket. So Ben Books the World on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Check me out.
All right. I appreciate it, Ben. Thank you for coming on.
Yes, thanks for having me.